Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I would like to give you few tips for chanting. And 15 more minutes after that we will chant again. The holy name of the Lord is not different from the Lord Himself. Abhinnatva Nama Namine. The person who has the name Krishna and his name Krishna are non-different. And when we chant the holy name, when we say Hare Krishna, Hare is the address to Radharani. Her name is Hara. Hara is one who steals the heart of Hari. So when we chant Hare Krishna, actually we are addressing both Hare Radharani and Sri Krishna. And because both of them are present in the sound vibration of the name, when we recite, when we say Hare Krishna, immediately they appear on our tongues and also they are observing us because they are very eager to give you protection and shelter. Whenever we chant Hare Krishna, immediately they feel that this devotee of mine is requesting for protection and shelter, so I must go. So the Lord immediately comes with Radharani. And if that time when they come to see us, if we are distracted, we are looking here, there, or thinking something, physically here, mentally somewhere else, or we are sleeping, or we are less interested in chanting, Audasinya it is called this. There are three things can happen. One is Jadya. Jadya is total apathy, disinterest, no motivation, or sleepiness also. Audasanya also means udas, matlab there is no interest only in chanting. Jadya is mainly laziness and sleepiness. Audasanya is lack of interest. And vikshep is the third thing. Vikshep means distraction. Now also when I am saying vikshep, somebody is looking here and there. Vikshep is very powerful. It just drags your mind from one place to another. So when they come to see us, if we are in one or all of these stages, then their visit to you and us is a waste. So we can understand that the mind is so restless. One moment it is here, one moment it is there, one moment it is in Bombay, second moment it is in Bhaktivedanta Hospital, fourth moment again Kusum Sarovar, fifth moment Barsana, sixth moment, no, don't know where it is. But when we chant, we should be determined that we are fully attentive to the holy name. There are about 10 offenses, naam aparad, when we chant the holy name. But above all the 10 offenses, there is 11th offense, to be inattentive during chanting. And when we are inattentive during chanting, then all the other 10 offenses happen through us very naturally, by default. If attention is not there, offenses follow. When the offenses follow, the holy name will not have any effect on us. And what is the effect we are expecting from chanting? Spiritual purification. Awakening of bhakti and love for the Lord. This effect we are expecting. We must expect to purify ourselves and to develop some attraction and attachment to the bhakti process and for the love of the Lord. Development of that. So what I would request you for next 15 minutes, one may take about 7 minutes to 8 minutes to finish one round of 108 times. So 15 minutes, maybe 2 rounds or something like that. So 15-20 minutes, let us put ourselves in full concentration with the holy name. No distractions, nothing here and there, no thought processes, only me and the holy name and the process of chanting and hearing. When the holy name will enter your ears and you utter it very clearly and you hear it very attentively, then at the platform of the heart, Radha and Krishna will appear. And you will have opportunity to offer yourself in surrender to Radha and Krishna. When one offers oneself to Radha and Krishna through the process of chanting the holy name, then there may be some taste for the holy name. Otherwise, holy name will be a boring affair every day. Oh, 16 rounds, oh, 5 rounds, oh, 2 rounds. I don't want to do that. Finish my business every day. It becomes a mechanical affair. But when we offer ourselves to Krishna through the holy name, then by the mercy of Lord Sri Krishna, through the process of Sharanagati, we may develop some attraction and some taste for the holy name. So I wish you all the best in the process of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We have all come here to develop some taste to the process of chanting Hare Krishna. Okay? Hare Krishna. And what are the favorable things over here for you to chant attentively? One thing is we are in the company of sincere devotees who are also chanting with us. So we will get the support of their sincerity. Second thing is we are sitting in the holy place of Kusum Sarovar, in Sri Govardhan, in Sri Vrindavan Dham. So Dham as a personality, which is non-different from Sri Krishna, will also support you by its presence, and you are in the holy presence of the Dham. There are so many favorable things. The weather is very cool and pleasant. The birds are chirping the name of Radha and Krishna. And it's not very disturbing. I hope you are not attacked by hunger by now. So everything is that way at peace. So when there is peace, you can think of the Lord very nicely. Hare Krishna. I wish you all the best and pray for you for perfect chanting. And what is the third favorable thing? We are here in the month of Kartik. In the month of Kartik, if you chant one name of the Lord, 1 lakh times benefit is for you. So you chant one round, you are getting benefit of 1 lakh rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So wish you all the best with all the favorable situations here. Chant Hare Krishna nicely and be happy.